Time now to talk some football, and we can do it with Phil Moss, who once again doesn't join us in the studio, which I'm not sure is the best way to start 2019.
He's a busy man, Phil.
He is a busy man. I understand that.
Is he joining you tomorrow?
He is joining me tomorrow and on Tuesday, which I'm looking forward to. The fact that Liverpool lost on Friday, methinks, might have something to do
it's
with
understandable,
it.
Understandable, then.
Morning, Phil.
Oh, you're a smart man, Jimmy. On the money there, mate. I'm still suffering a non-alcoholic hangover from that result.
Hey, Phil.
It wasn't much fun sitting through it, Ray, was it?
No. Hey, Phil, I hate to use this cliche, but I'll say it anyway. Is it a loss they had to have?
Oh.
No. Okay. I'm a firm believer in you don't need a loss.
Correct.
And, look, it was one of those games, and full credit to Manchester City. They did what champions do, and they stood up when it mattered most. And in the end, deserved the win. I thought Liverpool did enough to maybe get a point out of it, but certainly no begrudging Manchester City getting the point. And it's, look, to be brutally honest with you, and this is a very hard thing to say as a Liverpool fan, but it's good for the league. It'll certainly cost fans of both clubs some fingernails over the ensuing weeks.
All right, let's go to the A-League quickly too. And if you talk about whether it was a loss you had to have, the win they desperately needed didn't come for the Wanderers, although they got probably a lot closer than a lot of people would have anticipated, Phil.
Yeah, they did. It was a loss off the back of a much improved performance. And look, they copped a lot of criticism, and the owner, Paul Lederer, came out during the week after that disappointing loss to Melbourne City over the holiday period, and said he expects much better and will get much better, and the fans need to stick solid. And look, I saw that result against Melbourne City a little bit differently. I didn't think Western Sydney Wanderers were as bad as what people made out, and Eugene Galekovic was a standout man on the match in goal for Melbourne City, so that told a bit of the story as well.
Right. But,
certainly last night, they had a lot more energy about them, and again, but for Lawrence Thomas in goal for Melbourne Victory, Western Sydney would definitely have got one, if not 3 points. So, yeah, something to look forward to for fans going into the new year. It looks as though they've certainly had enough of the criticism, and sometimes players stand up when that's the case. So, but Melbourne Victory roll on without Keisuke Honda. And Ola Toivonen, what a signing he's been, and we know that he's coming off the back of a World Cup, so he's in great form and scored five consecutive games, the first time a Victory player's ever done that.
Talk about players standing up. Alex Bross turned the clock back Friday night, 3 goals, Sydney FC 5-2 against the Mariners.
Yeah, Ray, what a performance from Broski, and we know it wasn't that long ago that he was talking retirement. Yeah. Steve Corrick had talked him out of that for his first season in charge, and just thought that he really needed some stability in the dressing room with him taking over from Graham Arnold and the likes of Bobo and Adrian departing the club. He really wanted Broski's leadership, and he's been absolutely outstanding this season, not always scoring goals, but the other night, wow. Two out of his 3 goals were just world-class. The first one with a flick, a backheel flick, and the third one where he chipped the keeper, Ben Kennedy, in goal for the Mariners, was quite extraordinary. So great performance by Sydney in the second half, fantastic performance by Brosk. Slow start. The Mariners deserved their 1-0 lead after 15 minutes, but then everything fell apart when Cisse got a needless double booking within 3 minutes and found himself in the showers.
Wellington, 0-0 with Adelaide, but I tell you what, a bit of spice in this one.
There was, and a deserved red card to Mandy, the Wellington player. Disgraceful, really. There's absolutely no excuse for lashing out of the player who's on the ground like that. He literally bullied Vinnie Lear in the ribs, pretending that the ball was there to be won. It wasn't a good sight at all. But Adelaide really got the ascendancy after that red card, and Wellington had to hold on. But I think the best way to sum it up is a Wellington team of the past would have folded under that sort of pressure, down to 10 men away to Adelaide. But Mark Rudin's really instilled that mental edge that we've spoken about before, and deserved point. They go, they haven't lost in six now, which is fantastic for them.
All right, well, let's quickly get a tip out of you for the two games for today, and then Ray's going to take you to the Asian Cup. Melbourne City v the Jets, Brisbane Roar v Perth Glory.
Melbourne City, I think we'll get the points there at home. Newcastle have lost seven and drawn two at Amy Park. The last time they won down there at Amy Park was in 2015-16, round four. So they've only scored five goals down there. So I think Melbourne City will get the points there, and I think Perth Glory will go to Brisbane and get a slender win there. I think Brisbane are starting to improve slowly under Darren Davies, the interim coach, but I just think Perth will go there and get the result, although they've only won three times in their last 20 visits to Suncorp, so it does give Brisbane fans some hope.
All right, Melbourne City, $2 into Perth Glory, $2.30.
And Phil, the Asian Cup, the Socceroos open against Jordan tonight, and Arnie's already causing a stir.
He's using words like expect to win and belief, and the media over there don't know if that's arrogance or what. But anyone here who knows Arnie and has seen him coach Sydney FC and the Mariners will know that, you know, those are words to really instill belief in his players. And he truly believes in it, and that it's born out of working with people from outside of football who really study the brain and work on the mental side, and it's worked for him at Sydney FC beyond belief. So, well, there you go, beyond belief.
But
why wouldn't it work for the Socceroos? And you can just see the way the players are playing in the friendlies that he's coached so far. They've won three and drawn one, and scored some very, very good goals. So it's certainly having a positive impact.
$8 chance for the tournament win overall. First game against Jordan, clear favourites in this one. Are we any closer to understanding what the 11 will be? And that game kicking off tonight, I think it's 10 o'clock local time, 10 p.m. local time.
Yeah, well, if we start by looking at who's missing, the likes of Aaron Moy, Arzani, obviously Leckie is out at the moment as well. Martin Boyle got injured in the last friendly against Oman, so that really opens up places in the top third for me more so than the back third. I think the back line will be made up of Ryan Grant or Risden, Sainsbury, Deganek and Bayich. I think Milligan will captain the side from midfield next to Luongo with Tommy Rogic at number 10. And then really it's what he does with the front line. I think Robbie Cruz will get a place somewhere. Awan Mabil or Economides will probably replace Martin Boyle in one of the wide positions. And then up front, probably Gianu, who's been called in. But we'll wait and see tonight. But it's either way, there's a good defensive structure there. There's players that can create problems. They've got good actions in wide areas. And players who can score goals, but a lot rests on Tom Rogic. He's really got to stand up in this tournament.
Just quickly, Phil, can the Socceroos go all the way again?
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think the way Arnie coaches, the way he instills belief, the staff that he's assembled keeps things relaxed, but they keep things very professional. And I think there's enough depth in the squad to go all the way. So can't wait for this first game to be one and done, and then they can move through the tournament.
And the good news too, Matthew Leckie is included in the squad, and they anticipate him being available for the knockout stage. So more good news for the Socceroos.
Yeah, that's big news, Jimmy. Yeah. From the point of view of just giving the rest of the players confidence too that he stays in camp and he's a chance of playing, I think that's a massive boost for us.
Iran, South Korea, the favoured sides at $4.50 apiece. At tab.com.au, Japan at $5, Australia fourth in the line of betting at $8. Check out all those markets at tab.com.au. What about a score for tonight v Jordan?
I'll go 3-0.
3-0, okay. 3-0, yep. The soccer.
That'll do us, Phil.
Yeah,
that'll
be
do
a good
us.
One. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Mossy, I don't know what you're doing for the rest of the day, mate, but I hope you're at home studying, preparing, watching as much sport as you can, just doing all the sort of preparations that's required for the Big Sports Breakfast summer editions for Monday.
I will certainly be doing that, Jimmy. You left out one word, sleeping.
Sleeping. Don't worry, that's key as well. That is key. Good on you, mate. I look forward to being in the studio with you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks, guys. Have a great Sunday.